And good evening. Welcome, Children of the Stars. This is Cosmic Code Radio. Another wonderful evening here on the BBS. What a week, what a week. It's been quite a deadly week. We've all seen the news, obviously, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the four people who were killed in Libya over this past week. However, SOS to the world, the dates were September 11th, 12th, and 13th. And there you go. The stars never lie. Dr. Tori will be joining me in just 2 seconds here. I'm actually very saddened by all of this, and my fellow astropsychology students and Cosmic Coders, VIPs, are too. But it's not as shocking to us as it is to the rest of the world who have not raised awareness, don't subscribe to Dr. Tori's Cosmic Code newsletters to keep us informed on the stars, current events, and what's taking place in this world. Religion must die, and that is exactly what is happening in the Middle East right now. This very place where all the religions have been birthed is dying, and it makes total sense to the students and VIPs and Dr. Tori, of course. Not a shock to any of the Cosmic Coders. Mankind must realize in time that the church is the universe. The 12 apostles are the 12 signs of the zodiac. And that God's messages are written in starlight. You will never find your answers in a book made by man, because these are the laws of man. They're not the laws of God. Once people understand this, then the world will progress forward into the new age of Aquarius. I do want to share with you something that just came over the news, and it's not through the mainstream news, so it may take a few days for you to hear about this on channels like NBC, ABC, Fox, but the U.S. is to flex naval might in the Persian Gulf war game. So right now, the U.S. Navy is leading its largest ever war games in the Persian Gulf. With warships from over 25 countries being deployed in this region, Tehran, in return, is preparing for the biggest air defense war game in history of Islamic Republic next month. The countries that deployed the largest number of warships in the last 12 days of training missions are the U.S., Britain, France, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, which I believe is the United Arab Emirates. The exact number of aircraft carriers, battleships, and submarines taking part in this is unclear at this time. But three American aircraft carriers are being reported already there, and that is the USS Enterprise, the USS John C. Stennis, and the USS Dwight Eisenhower. They arrived, I believe, this morning. The USS George Washington is believed to be on patrol in the Pacific, but its whereabouts is still a mystery. It was last seen a week ago off the island of Guam, but it, too, traveling at 30 knots, it can get to where it needs to get to in no time and should be joining its three other ships very, very soon. Now, what disturbs me more, I guess, is aircraft carriers are supported by at least a dozen warships, ballistic missile cruisers, destroyers, frigates, and assault ships carrying thousands of U.S. Marines and special ops ships. Britain has also dispatched six vessels to the Persian Gulf, one of them being the 1 billion pound sterling, the Diamond, brand new warship from Britain. They also have sent four minesweepers and a logistics vessel. The joint fleet is expected to simulate destroying Iranian jet fighters, battleships, and coastal military defense-like missile batteries. Now, you didn't think Iran would not respond to this. Iran responded this morning from the Iranian general Mohammad Ali Jafari, commented that in a conflict with Israel, Iran considers the entrance of the Persian Gulf, the Straits of Hormuz, a legitimate target, and also quoted that if Israel attacked Iran, nothing of Israel will be left considering its size. Very scary. Dr. Tori, good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good, Linda. Thank you. If you remember, I've been literally blasting every major website, preparing the world for the entrance of the deadliest dragon, August 30th, that will be plaguing this world for the next 16 to 17 months. And the sad reality, I also emphasize the extreme terrorism. Not did I only emphasize it, but I give the exact date when those people got killed, God bless their soul. It is not exactly a good feeling that I have, and I share the same worries that you have. You have to remember, we are about to move into one of these Plutonic windows in the next 2 or 3 days. These are the dates that I gave to George Norrie, the 24th, the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th. This is where a lot of people are going to get a wake-up call. This is where things that are hidden involving maybe the planning attack in the Middle East might come to light. But where I worry the most is on the next Uranic window, which is the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th, which always represent a sudden release of energy. And anytime you mention this type of window, you always have explosion, shocking news, technology, airplane. So start to see a little bit clearer of where the situation is going here. Meantime, again, objectively speaking, as you mentioned earlier, and as I again try to educate the masses in so many different websites where I post my work, the age of Pisces is dying. The age of ignorance, the age of religion, the age of abuse, deception, miscommunication, the age that regulates the planets of Neptune, indeed the Middle East, is dying. And that shows, of course, what we all have experienced with the infrastructure of the inside of the Middle East literally dying, where you have politicians that do not hesitate to kill thousands of innocent people to maintain their abusive regime. This is where you have this Middle East imploding prediction that I see very clearly, the age of Pisces, the age of religion, the age of abuse, and the Middle East is going to go through a complete entire restructure, and it's going to be quite bloody.
I agree. You know, this is just kind of the beginning. I don't want to feed into fears with people, but this is what's going to have to happen before all religion is gone. There's going to be wars and fights over this. And you know what amazes me, Dr. Torrey, is the three guys that are affiliated with making that video. My understanding is it all started over this video.
Yeah, Neptunian energy, a movie.
And just as crazy as things are happening in the Middle East, the people here don't realize that you're looking at each other through the same mirror. You know, you both ready to die for your religion, whether it's Christianity or being a Muslim. It's very sad.
But Linda, incidentally, as a student of mine, you know that the movie industry is a Neptunian energy.
Yes, it is.
It's a make-believe. It is. It's the same thing on religion. You know, Neptune rules the subconscious and dark area. So when you go to a movie theater and you sit in that movie theater, when they turn the light off, you now become into the world of Neptune. You are forced into someone else's imagination, for good or for worse. So it is not surprising that it is a movie, a Neptunian signature energy that started this entire chaos. Plus, in the last newsletter that I wrote, The Evil of Religion, I have used every possible English word to explain that the people from the Middle East are in a tank. The Middle East is ruled by Pisces and Neptune. So these people do not think and see, feel, or even rationalize the way you do, because the entire geographical area is under the most elusive, deceptive energy you can get. But again, because scientists or traditionally educated psychologists sort of might work being a pseudoscience, they're missing the exact keys of what makes the difference between somebody living in the Middle East and somebody in the United States. Now, to represent deception, illusion, confinement, the ancients used the sign of Pisces, mm-hmm. meaning you are now in a tank. Only your tank, your church, your religion, your cult, your group has the truth. The only problem is that Neptune has been ruling this world for the last, 2,000 years and has created over 875 different religions, or again, 875 different ways to kill others because they don't have the same God, the same religious purpose, God knows what. It's all a matter of energy, but 99.0%, 9% of the people in this world do not have cosmic consciousness, and all they can do is to try to perceive the Middle Eastern people, their religion, the Middle East itself, through their five limited human senses. It's like trying to communicate with a fish. There is absolutely no way to be able to rationalize with a fish or someone that is completely, completely gone since childhood into a codification of thought, into a religious principle, which is mostly politically oriented, of course, to control the masses, the ignorant, God-fearing masses. You know, in the United States, when you mention the name Dr. Cherry or astrology, oh my gosh, you're going to go to hell, you're going to go to hell. So imagine in the Middle East, they have you saying something like this to a Middle Eastern, it resonates a trillion times more.
You're beheaded. You're beheaded. You're considered a sorcerer.
What die for their prophet. But the sad top reality of all is, you know, how many generations would have to be exterminated in order for the religiously poisoned parents to stop messing up the psyche of their children and to start to understand the face and the truth of God as he really is through the cosmic code. What is even more interesting is that if you look at the flag of the Muslims, it represents the moon, it represents the stars.
Absolutely.
Again. Making you aware that the earliest religion, will it be the Muslims, will it be the Jewish or the Christians, were completely and entirely involving astrology. And the oldest memory we have of any church or religion is a mosaic representing the sign of Pisces or two fishes. I have all this on my website, of course. But the lack of education, the lack of cosmic consciousness is what produced this misunderstanding where I have to exterminate you because my God, my religion, my prophet, my country is better than yours, not realizing that they are under the impact of a planet called Neptune, which is making them totally, completely irrational and impractical.
And Dr. Torrey, here's something interesting. The video, the little movie that was filmed, it was actually filmed on a pornographic movie site. So there you go, Scorpio, Dragon's Head. I call that perfect.
So you have enough information and enough cosmic consciousness to connect the dots. You understand Neptune, you understand Pluto, you understand the energy, and now you see the result of all these morons ready to kill each other because they do not understand each other. And that's the beauty of this new Scorpius dragon. It's going to force the world to get a wake-up call. It's going to, even if that means death and drama, this world cannot carry on as it is. The face and the tools of God, the order, the divine order of the universal code, cosmic code, cannot be ignored. And so, sad enough, the only way humans can't learn is by you know, self-destruction. So when I give information that involve metaphysics, that involve the aptitude to enter the archetypal realm of consciousness, all the people that don't have the natal UCI or the unique celestial identity to enter the intuitional domain of the universe are going to say, well, what's going on? This is impractical. This is not real. This is illogical. And that's where the big problem starts. There's a lack of auto-analysis from every single human being and not being able to auto-analyze correctly under the cosmic code rules that stops you judging other human beings. And that is what you call making a difference. Secularism, okay? You're different.
Right.
But that's not going to be that way. As we are moving painfully, dramatically, dying by the thousand, something else has to replace religion and all those prophets and this deep encrusted deceiving belief system. All this has to go in the trash. And that's not something that's going to be done in 5 minutes. As I said, it might need a couple of generations wasted in order to, for the parents finally to, that becomes at your level and my level, and start to teach love, understanding, universal understanding, respect for others, respect for their beliefs, whatever it is. But you cannot take religion away. You have to replace it with the universal religion that allows everybody to see each other outside of their human senses, but to see with the third eye, to see with the spirit, to see with the eye of God.
We're all God's children, to realize that.
In order to do that, you have to raise your cosmic consciousness. Yep. You have to completely and entirely change the educational system and remove all the religion. But people, I don't know, Linda, I don't know why people cannot, like you or me, 1 second, sit back, okay, and reflect in their mind. Okay, let's take any religion. A look of what the result is 2,000 years later. Now, death, drama, destruction, more people died in the name of their stupid religion than any disaster, disease, and natural, name it. I just do not understand where some human beings lack the critical thinking to realize that is poison, that is deadly, that's not good for humanity. Now, because they cannot get rid of it, our leaders, which are unconscious, do not possess cosmic consciousness, said, okay, come to America and you have the right to practice your own religion. But that's going to be the same thing at the end. That's going to be any religion will try, at least the law, will try to obliterate, kill, destroy the other religion to reign supreme. This is the law. This is what happened when the Muslims tried to invade France and Charles de Martel, the French colonel, stopped all the Arabs in Poitiers in France and sent them back home. Okay, you can't, that's what the Christian would do. That's what the Muslim will do. This is what the Jewish will do. This is what the Mormon will do. This is just pure evil and the cancer that stop the human spirit's progression and the understanding in the face of God. That's nothing to do with anything that was ever written by man.
I know, Dr. Torrey. It's a bad state of affairs, and I'm hoping that the next generation. You know, this is what the Pluto and Sagittarius generation, my kids' age, where you've taught us that they won't stand for the codification of thought and the written law. They're going to question everything. I'm hoping there's hope with that generation, because I know my generation seems to be somewhat of a lost cause. Not all of us, but no, the vast majority of us. That it's like, God.
You cannot take something away and not giving anything in return. The process of turning the codification of thought or the elusive, deceptive education produced by Neptune, you have to give something more logical, more practical. And sad enough, this is why you have wars. Wars are set to destroy a generation so that the next generation after learn from the death, from the drama, from the pain. But they usually don't, obviously, because for the last 2,000 years, this planet has impregnated the world and rules the world. When you look at it, all around you, what you have drugs, you have oil, you have chemical, you have deception, you have religion. So that tells you the incredible power of that particular planet, which is on its way out. So right now, this planet is saying the next ruler, which is the age of Aquarius or Uranus, the planet of electronics, UFO, the planet who rules the new age, the planet who regulates the understanding, the faith, and the tools of God through the universe and the spiritual way, this planet is slowly but surely taking over. But Uranus has been in charge for only 50 years. So we are coming to the break. We are coming to the clash of the Titan, where the area where everything started, where the poison started, the poison of Neptune that poisoned the body, the mind, and the soul with wrong teaching, wrong information, and oil. All this has to be removed and replaced by new technology called fusion, an understanding of the universe, the reality of extraterrestrials. So we are at that very, very golden door. And again, as I said earlier, with that Scorpius dragon in charge of the world since August 30th for the next 16 or 7 months, my gosh, Linda, this is just the beginning of things that I've been saying on your show since we start working together. You could see the explosion of negativity, the fear. This is just what God intended to do with the next few months.
It's his celestial order. It's his celestial order.
It's a celestial order that has been going around since forever, but when you are moving from one sign who regulates and controls the world for 2,000 years or the age of Pisces and moving into a new light, a new door, that's going to create frictions, and that's where we are at. So, you know, it comes to that point where all the people are infected with the disease of deception and Neptune. We have to be eliminated.
Well, I understand the United States and Israel and some of the other nations' concern with Iran becoming nuclear, because about a year ago we had a conversation on our radio show at the other station. And we were talking about Ahmad Ahmadinejad's UCI, and if he has, you had stated if he has the capability.
Oh, he'd use it right away.
He wouldn't think twice about
exterminating. You have to remember, this guy was born with the moon in Scorpio. So, and he's a jewel. He's a liar. He's a cheater. He will absolutely not hesitate to actually destroy America, maybe to make a name in his story, or maybe because of a personal battle that he has with himself. And you're dealing with a Neptunian here. You're dealing with somebody. Look in Libya. Look at of the president of Libya right now. The entire world is disgusted. This son of a gun, okay? This low human being, this jerk, this evil soul, does not hesitate to kill women, children, the public. He has absolutely no problem to kill anybody because he is also a very dangerous plutonic Neptunian living in the Middle East. And the sad reality is any president in the Middle East, I'm saying every one of them, not just our friends in Saudi Arabia, every one of them is under the jurisdiction of a planet Neptune.
Absolutely.
And if those guys do not destroy the people they subjugate and control, then the people will kill them. And this is what's happening. This is why it's difficult to go out there and start to kill everybody. But wars don't think that way, okay? You got a lot of people in the Middle East that are thinking like you and me. There's millions of people in the Middle East, even though that they are Neptunians, they are willing to go outside of the box. This is why you have ladies that are fighting for their freedoms. It's not good to throw the blanket with the baby in the street here, with the water. You know what I'm saying? So you have to realize that there are good people in the Middle East.
Well, absolutely. I have friends who live in the Middle East, and they're not very religious.
Many good friends that live in the Middle East, but I understand them because they live in that Neptunian energy.
Mm-hmm.
But once Neptune loses power and forced to change, or the change are going moving forward with the planets of the New Age, the planet Uranus, and technology, and so forth, then the attraction for deception, illusion, and religion will be so lessened, it'll be so little, that will become a story of the past. But as I said, there is a couple generation lives in line. You do not go and start to move from one sign to the other one without death, without drama. And it all starts with this Scorpius dragon that's going to force the world to get to the reality. Look, if we don't do something, then we're going to get killed. We have to stand now. Enough is enough.
That's very true. Yeah, this is just the beginning. You know, the next 18 months, and I've stated this, are going to be difficult for a lot of us and at the world at large. I do have a question, Dr. Torrey. I don't know can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I sound like we were fading out. With the United States and all of this happening with the burning of the flags of our country and this and that, it made sense to me the other day, and I know this is because I'm a student, but all countries take on certain sun signs, and the United States is a Cancer nation. That being said, her tail is in the 11th house of friends and wishes.
Yes.
I'm perceiving this as we're not going to be very popular with allies and friends for any time soon.
No, and the sad reality is the head of the dragon in the 5th house, which is the children of America.
Right.
They already committing suicide at an incredible rate. So they are not happy with what's going on. The educated doctors are trying to help them with antidepressants, and they stimulate them to commit suicide much faster. That black, dark energy of death is over the children of the United States. And again, sure, you went to my website, drcherry.com, and you read the 22 specific predictions that you have in the front page at the bottom of that page. It's all happening.
It is.
Not enough. I saw all this nasty, negative energy. I am not the type of guy who wants to promote and support negativity, but I know the universal current is very negative. I have been standing off my head the last few years. I have been screaming. I have been writing. I have been asking the world to stop feeding evil. And sad enough, regardless of how much time I and video I make and anything, and I'm trying to help people to acknowledge in terms of not mishandling the superconscious in time and space, nothing is working. So I might as well go with the flow now, because there's no point for me to try to turn things around. There's no enough people that have cost me consciousness and making them aware that we are creating our future is indeed a very sad reality, and it's a very strong fact, but it doesn't work. You could tell anything to anybody, you will not turn a compass. A compass is not going to point out south. It's going to point out north. So I have tried to go against the current by explaining to people not to be negative, not to endorse negativity, but, you know, At the same time, I realized that I would never be able to turn that around. So I might as well go with the flow and accelerate the process of what the future, the terrible future, has in store for humanity. Nobody is listening, so I might as well go with the flow.
I think that would be the next step, is just to shock and awe. I mean, you talked about this back in 1995 with Art Bell. I mean, back then you were talking about what was getting ready to happen, and that was, what, 95? That was like, what, 15, 16 years ago?
Exactly.
And people are still not listening.
They're not listening. And even Art Bell screams, says, what? A religious war? That was his words. And that was well before the United States invaded Iraq and well before Osama bin Laden became enemy number one. I saw this religious war taking place, starting in the United States and then in the Middle East, and God knows where that's going to go. But ultimately, the price that humanity will have to pay is maybe a couple of generations being wasted. The same thing that happened when Hitler took power. Do you realize how many millions of people had to die?
Oh God!
Do you think humanity has learned anything?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this we're on hell. You're not going to go to hell. This is it. People don't listen. They don't want to be spiritual. They don't want to take a chance. They don't want to be positive. And it's extraordinarily difficult to be positive when you have everything around you that is in fire and blowing up. So, I realize that it's mission impossible for Dr. Chury to educate humanity not to misuse the superconscious in time and space. So I can only make prediction that will come to pass now. They will come to pass. I mean, this is the prediction that every single prophet and every single religion have made. The apocalyptic time, and I thought I could turn things around, and I know I could turn things around if people were willing to work and use the positive thinking process, but it's ridiculous. You have, I don't know how many billions of people on this earth, and I have this little video that explains what the future of humanity is all about and how we can turn things around if we start to be respectful, to be loving, and to be decent with each other. But it can't be done until the age of Pisces dies completely and entirely. Once that is accomplished, then humanity will look for something more spiritual. If millions of people die in the name of religion, would it be the Christian, the Muslims, the whatever, then they will finally get to realize, oh my gosh, they have to realize it's good to stop beating my head with that hammer. It feels really good when I stop. In other words, humanity will be able to realize that religion is the cancer of the world, and they will have to find something else. But our generation and the generation maybe after has to be wasted, it looks like. It looks like, sad enough, that they cannot learn intelligently, they cannot learn psychically, spiritually. So they have to go and learn the hard way. That's what God created this earth as, pure hell, where we all learn the hard way.
Well, some ignorance is evil. And
yep.
Unfortunately, some people are going to have to learn the hard way. Shifting gears for a minute here, speaking of the dragon's head in Scorpio, the royal family. Now, I remember this newsletter back in 2010. It was an incredible newsletter. Having relatives in Canada, I was sending this off to them, and they're all about, pomp and circumstance and the queen, and I thought, oh, I've got news for you.
Yeah, I remember. Those two kids, first of all, royalty or not, they are human beings. Okay, they're stupid, they get drunk, and they expose themselves naked. They go to the bathroom like you and I, all right? So, and the queen, and the pope, all right? So let's be Scorpius here, let's be real, okay? What I'm trying to tell you, those two kids were born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. And England is a Capricorn country, with direct jurisdictions and power, of course, over all the English area, including Canada. So those two kids will never, ever, in million years, be able to help the royalty, the family, the hierarchy of England. As a matter of fact, they were born to signal the dying age of the privileged select king and queen business, the way I see it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that is nothing. I saw those kids. Their chart is set to do such a damage. You know, imagine 1 second the Queen of England looking at his grandson naked, messing around in Las Vegas. And now, you know, his little girl showing her butt in the south of France, whatever it is, okay? Now, she right. is forced to realize that these are kids. She already had one of kids that killed his own wife, okay?
Right.
There's no way around it. You know, I've done the stars, I've done this newsletter, which should be read by the entire world, especially by the British, and realize that this age of Aquarius does not want the king to survive.
This is one of those conspiracy theories that are true. Prince Charles did murder Diana.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, he was a Scorpio. He had the tail of the dragon in Scorpio, all in the fifth house of love, romance, creativity, and children and Princess Diana. He was the most jealous, the most vile, the most vengeful, the most jealous man you could ever get. And poor girl, she landed on this guy, which finally killed her. But you know what? Hey, there is a justice. There is a justice because now those two kids that of his are not exactly doing very well. For the throne or for the image of England. So that's probably how Diana is taking on a revenge from the heavens.
And Prince Charles is a Scorpio with a tail in Scorpio. Is that my understanding?
Yes, exactly. And it's nothing more vile, more resentful.
Mamma
more
mia.
But he will never get to the power, not with this type of chart. That's why the queen did not give him yet the crown. Now, if he killed his wife, okay, ex-wife Diana, he could also kill his kids.
Right.
No, I'm being serious.
I know you are. That's awful, but I know you're serious.
Yeah, I'm very serious. You know, there is no king, queen, Prince Charles or my butt when it comes to the stars. They don't care. You are a human being. You are a peon. And regardless of your accomplishment, your notoriety, your celebrity statue, queen, or the next door, Joe Sixpack, the stars don't make no difference. And I'm telling you, Prince Charles is no better than O.J. Simpson.
Wow. Okay?
And if he killed his ex-wife, he can kill and arm his kids so he can get to the power. If they are not there anymore, an accident can easily happen, right? He did it once. It could happen again, knowing that he's a Scorpio dragon still, planning the manigans, the FBI, the CIA, the secret dirt that he's coming from. It's totally insane. So, hey, watch. Who knows? Maybe something happened to those two kids sometime somewhere. And then you say, well, Dr. Cherry predicted it again.
Well, as a Capricorn myself, I do not wish to be in the shoes of Princess Kate in any way, because she has that tail in Capricorn. She is a smooth operator, isn't she?
And then both of them are coming clean. Attracted to each other to do a very specific work to neutralize the hierarchy, to neutralize the king and queen legacy. That's why they were born. And I mean, you look at the dramatic ending of their mothers, that tells you the type of fate those kids have in hands, and they are totally unconscious. Not only of the danger they are digging with, it's like walking every single day with a rattlesnake behind you. That would be their father, right? But they
Absolutely.
Don't know that. They do not know that. And on top of that, they're just kids. And having the worst stars, the worst dragon possible in relationship to the country that they represent, which is England, is something that the British or 99.09% of the rest of the world cannot understand because they lack cosmic consciousness and they think Dr. Cherry's work is pseudoscience. Aye, aye, aye. The fact of the matter is, what is happening with these kids? I predicted it in full letters, and God thanks you're there to confirm my predictions.
How long do you think their marriage is going to last?
You know, when you have two people that are the same dragon still, it's a total nightmare just to be together. Now, you understand that Kading, being a Capricorn tail, is a planning engineer machine of deception. You know, the reason she was complaining because everybody was running after her and taking pictures. Meantime, she ended up marrying a prince. Now, if you don't want publicity and if you don't want notoriety, we'll change boyfriend, right? So that tells you that she is one that you call a negative Capricorn because the tail is in Capricorn. So Hitler was born with the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. And the reason why I'm worrying is because the main focus of Hitler was to destroy England. He tried everything he could to destroy England. And by not destroying England, he lost the war because he went somewhere else to Russia. But what I'm trying to tell you, the same type of energy that was cursing Hitler is now cursing the royal family, the core of the royal family, to have two kids together with the same nasty, negative dragon that does not endorse England is the worst thing you can do for the Queen, for England, and for the British Islands, all of them. And the future, as always, will be my utmost accurate witness. Because there is more coming up with those two kids. This is nothing. Remember, the tail of the dragon in Scorpio rules sex. Secret. There will be nothing that will be kept under the blanket. But not only in what those two kids are doing, but what Prince Charles is trying to do to get to the power. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No,
there is
so much
that this dragon is about to divulge about people, famous people. The truth that you thought was buried, was dead, was never come to light, is going to pop up, Linda. Things that are totally incredible, things that are unacceptable, such as the reality of UFOs, will come to the light.
Now, I have heard reports in the British tabloids that Prince Harry and Princess Kate have actually, you know, been caught flirting with each other from time to time. A couple of months ago, this was the big headline. Speaking of Prince Harry, because he's fighting in Afghanistan, I mean, there's already been one attempt on his life. If he continues to stay in that part of the world, I mean, I don't see a good future for him.
Well, you read my prediction. I said that the British, the royalty will lose a family member.
I know. Yes, that's why I'm asking it.
All I can tell your listeners, Linda, all I can tell them, go to drcherry.com, sit 5 minutes, scroll down, and read those 22 predictions. Out of 22, there is so many that already have come to pass. And I wrote those before the dragon came in and to plague the world in August 30th. Now we are into the real time, okay? So be prepared for some very interesting dance of evil, skeleton coming out of the closet, the truth popping up, things that are that are nasty, that are hidden. I mean, it's just going to be a very interesting time. Very interesting time. The good news is that this dragon will not allow boo. Okay, I can say that in this station. Okay,
absolutely, you could say it. You could say it as many times as you like.
This dragon, the next 16 months, will absolutely not accept bullshit. Okay, excuse my French.
No
okay.
Worries.
And that is what's going to make people that are not real or make situations that are washy-washy, that are not that solid, to be destroyed. This dragon does not want anything that is not real, that is not true, to survive. It just enters. It just enters his own sign. That's going to be a very interesting dance, Linda.
Now, I just want to throw out the number. We have about 10 more minutes. And, folks, if you do want to call in and talk to us about current events that are happening, please do so. It's 530-327-7602. That's 530-327-7602. Absolutely, Dr. Torrey. In the next 18 months with the royal family and the Middle East is something to definitely sit back and watch. It's going to be incredible.
You got it. Now, I have an offer to make that for the people that have listened to us tonight. Again, there are no accidents. If they've been curious, I'm going to give them a little gift. I have asked my webmaster to put the 2012 Moon Power, you know, daily guidance and prediction, including the 2012 Nostradamus Dragon Forecast. Those two ebooks are going to be downloadable for free from my website. So that's my way to say thank you to all these people to listen to us, Linda, and at the same time to realize that Moon Power is the exact translation of the signs and what's ahead of you in terms of what CNN would expose. But the only thing is, I wrote the news of CNN a year and a half ago.
Indeed. I mean, there's nothing more to say. What I can do, too, at my end is post that on my Cosmic Code Radio Facebook page. If any of you out there are not Cosmic Coders yet, my Facebook page is actually one place to be, because from time to time, now I will not post the paid VIP information that comes once a month, the monthly things, but I will post certain articles from time to time. As it gets closer to an end of the month, I do post September's forecast to see what everybody's missed. Mm-hmm. Go to that site, and if you like what you see, please join.
Well, you know what? The good news is that if they go to the donation button, if they go to drturi.com and scroll down, they will see a little banner with a bunch of kids dancing. If they click on the donation button, anything starting at $10 would give them the access to the Cosmic Code. So anything below $50, they're going to be with us until the end of the year. And if they pay the $50 before the year is over, then they're going to have the 12 months ahead, because comes January 13, it's going to be back to $99.
So that's a heck of a deal.
Yep.
Excellent deal. So, and I will advertise that on my website as well. I haven't had an opportunity to update, but I'll update real soon.
Something I wanted to tell you also, Linda, Tiranya and I, we had a UFO above our house the other day. Did you watch the video?
I did, yes.
And you know what? A bunch of crazy people. It was a balloon. Oh, come on. A balloon. First of all, balloon moves because there is a lot of hair out there. And that thing was very fixed. It was extraordinarily brilliant. And what really upset me, it's towards the end. I watched it, I filmed it, and I stopped the camera. And then I thought, maybe I should just go back to it and just let the camera on that thing because it might do something. And just as I said that, the damn thing went and disappeared.
Oh.
It flew right back into the universe. Like if somebody, you know those surgery where you put something inside of the body with a light and you look inside of the body and all of a sudden the surgeon remove it and the light goes away? This is what happened. It looks like if there was an eye coming from the other world. Something that came down to look above Dr. Turi's house.
They're keeping an eye on you.
And the next thing you know, poof, took off again. And then, of course, because I did not tape it to the end, you give an opportunity for the people to assume it was a weather balloon. Okay, like if in Labor Days, members of the government are going to be working and sending weather balloon, yes, on Labor Day, yeah. Come on, give me a break.
Well, common sense would say absolutely not. That's where logic and reason goes into effect.
It was the Labor Day weekend when
I
took that video.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that. They don't have no business to sign the weather balloon. In Phoenix, knowing that 310 days a year you have full sunshine. This is ridiculous. People are so jealous of what we attract.
Didn't you guys just get back from Area 51?
Oh, yes.
We have a few more minutes. Tell us about that adventure.
Oh, I cannot tell you anything. All I can tell you is go and read the newsletter. I'm not going to tell you everything.
I've actually read it. I know what happened.
It was very, very interesting. But again, I should have planned to go there during a uranic window. But you know, I felt we had to go there since we saw that thing, and it was a very worthwhile trip. We had a really, really great time, and Terania won $730 with $1 of the dollar slot machine. Oh, that girl is lucky.
Did she walk away?
She paid for the trip in 1 second.
I love
it. And more.
And then the secret to winning in Vegas is when you win, you got to turn around and walk away. That's what I do when I go. I walk away.
But first I had to put her in the mode. I had to put her on the winning mode. I had to talk to her. I had to let her look at the machine. She was playing pennies. I said, you need to warm up first. You need to get to that feeling of winning. And when you're ready, we're going to go to the dollar machine. So she brought that penny to 1,600 coins or something like that. And then I said, okay, now you're ready. And I took her to the dollar machine. I stick that dollar in there. She pushed the button, and it got $733.
That's awesome.
And that was it.
The last time I went to Vegas, I won about $800 when I was there. And some guy was playing the slots, and he kept playing them and playing them. He was losing. He got up. He walked away. I sat at the bar and just observed everybody playing. I go, I'm going to go hit that one. I put my first three quarters in, and I hit it, 777. And the lady sitting next to me goes, oh, he's mad now. Because he was giving me dirty looks the rest of the night.
No. What happened is he was thinking, I put all this money there for someone else, and you picked up the thought, and the subconscious worked in your favor. And I remember there are no accidents.
But I left the casino because my husband goes, well, let's go and do this and that. I go, no, I want shoes. I'm going shoe shopping.
Yeah, baby. Oh, my gosh. It's all good.
We just have a few more minutes, so I just wanted to reiterate, we are going into a platonic phase starting, 18th, 19th, and 20th?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that down somewhere
on
my notes.
And then we're moving into the uranic phase, but we should be in the air by then, yes? Or maybe not.
You're going in the air? You're going somewhere?
No, we are going on the air. Every 2 weeks. So, now, the uranic dates are the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. And we will be on the air at the end of the month, on the 1st, on the 30th.
We'll be back on the 30th. I will have one lady on right before you, just for 10 minutes. I'm plugging this dance for a cause, because, you know, I'm Moon
you
and
bet,
Sagittarius.
You bet, you bet.
I love my animals, you know. Got to help the animals.
But, Linda, I might be going someplace, so maybe you can do the full show with her.
I do have a couple other people that want to come on. So if you go somewhere, no worries, no pressure.
Okay, well, there's big chance for me to be going on the date that I gave you at the end of the month. So I would plan on having those guests, okay?
Okay, then we shall do that. So you folks out there, on the 30th, I'm thinking about having a paranormal investigator that just specifically investigates the USS Hornet. She is affiliated with that ship, and it's a good way for me to promote military history and help the Bay Area generate a little money, and they're going to do some Halloween tours and whatnot. And I plan on taking my kids. However, I won't be taking on any haunted tours because I just don't think Sophia is quite ready for that.
No, but too young.
But it's a fascinating ship regardless of going on any tours. It's just a really cool part of history.
You bet. And that show will take place after the uranic window, so I'm expecting some earthquakes on those days. As always, you know, sudden release of energy, tornado, earthquakes, volcano. You probably will confirm some of my prediction on this specific weekend.
Absolutely. We will confirm that. And, you know, and like I said, if worse comes to worse, I always do Dragon 101, and that seems like to be a really big hit with your listeners. They get to identify where their dragon's head and tail is. And
yeah, that's very important. Yes, yes.
And it's common knowledge. You can buy the book, Power of the Dragon, and learn it all for yourself.
Exactly. The most important thing is to know in what house this dragon is and what planet in the house is affecting this dragon, and most of all, how it interacts with the hidden dragon. But in order for them to know that, they have to go to the master. They have to
Absolutely.
Go for a reading. It's too complicated.
Indeed. Well, but you guys have a wonderful couple of weeks. We'll be in touch. And thank you, everybody, for joining us this evening on Cosmic Code Radio. Dr. Tori, have a good one. Be safe.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.